We want to continue to talk about these heroes of faith because it doesn't end in chapter 11. Chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews, verses 1 and 2 is what we want to look at tonight. Just kind of the exhortation behind all of chapter 11. And so it's a real, real important passage. Let's read it and pray and get into it. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to such a familiar passage, Lord, to probably almost all of us, Lord, a place of Scripture that is quoted so often, God, I pray that you would open our hearts to see it in its context, in that which we've been looking at, in those lives of men and women of faith. Lord, I pray that you would help us. You'd help us to see. Help us to hear. You'd help me, Lord, to communicate with clarity tonight what your word is saying. Thank you for the book of Hebrews, Lord. It's been such a rich time for us as a body, as we've traveled through it. I know for many of us, it's a rich time as we just pick it up personally and study it. Lord, it's about Christ, and it's about the great high priest, Jesus. And it's him we want to, tonight when we leave this place, to fix our eyes on, to look unto, and not to look anywhere else, upon anything else. And not, Lord, for a moment, not for a time where your spirit moves and our emotions say, look unto Jesus, but for a lifetime. God, do a work here tonight that will change us forever. That in this life, in this thing we call time, which James tells us is but a vapor, that is here for a while and then just vanishes away. Something that seems so long, so full of trials, so difficult, but it will pass so quickly. Help us, Lord, in this short amount of time that we call life, to run with endurance the race that is set before us. Oh God, help us to see there's a course. There's a race. There's something marked out for us to follow after, to run down. Help us to finish well.